This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Diploma. 27,000 square feet deep. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Those guys, if you're looking to take your AR-15 to the next level, and they do a whole host of weapons, but if you're, especially with the AR-15, go to OperationParts.com. You'll be glad you did. Yesterday, I was down south speaking at an event to show support for President Donald Trump. And despite the fact it was 12:30 in the afternoon, on a Monday, people showed up to see that. One protester showed up, and it was a very quiet protester, and it was a pretty good event for what it was and where it was and the time of day. So that's where I was yesterday. So, and that's why I lead off with this, because for the past four decades in the modern era, with the ascendance of mass market television, the media has created and in some cases destroyed politicians, especially Republicans. The result has been timidity and a necessary deference paid to members of the Fourth Estate. They get by with what they want to get by with. They say what they want to say. Since the takedown of Richard Nixon, they have been drunk with perceived power, ever looking for their next victim. There's a progressive monopoly that permeates journalistic education, and it's almost impossible to find a centrist. A true centrist would not care about either side, would simply put out the facts, nothing but the facts. Thank you, ma'am. Not going to find that anywhere. When David Brooks of the New York Times passes for an in-house conservative, there's not much more that needs to be said now, is there? But when it comes to the power of the media, the one immune person in the room, it seems to be Donald Trump. He's parlayed a career as a builder and a developer into a cash cow reality TV program, and now, based on name recognition, a key understanding of middle-class America, and the ability to harness the new media, he turned that into the highest office in the land. A first. Never served in the military, never served in office. Initially promoted for the Republican nomination by media believing him to be a sure bet to lose to Hillary Clinton in a landslide and take Republican control of the House and the Senate with him, he shocked all, except for me and Ted Nugent and a few other people. Not since Reagan has a Republican presidential candidate been so reviled by the press and feared by the left. And like Reagan's, his election was made possible in part by running against or following the worst president in the lifetime of most voters. The Democrats provided in Barack Obama a president who was more clueless and anti-Semitic than even Jimmy Carter. So like Reagan, Trump could bypass the media and take his message directly to the American people, who responded to a carefully choreographed campaign in the states necessary to carry a significant electoral majority. Unlike Reagan, Trump had the advantage of the maturing alternate media. Beginning with talk radio and the internet, news was no longer a progressive near monopoly. The Drudge Report, Breitbart, host of other conservative websites, including Genesis Communications, have become a significant source of news and opinion, even if traditional conservative sites like National Review and the American Spectator made fools of themselves because they became never-Trumpers. And then there's Twitter. Never had a presidential candidate cause so much consternation with so few and often intemperate words as did Donald Trump and his Twitter account. And as the media and the Democrats and the establishment Republicans and the entrenched bureaucracy raged middle America that had been quietly seething for the past 8 years cheered. Even the quadrennial October surprise, in this case a timely leak to the Washington Post by a staff member of NBC's Today Show, in which Billy Bush goaded Trump into a crude locker room type conversation, that couldn't derail him. That didn't stop the Trump train. It did cause a few ulcers, I'm sure, but as a result, on January 20th, Donald Trump became president. And now, while Hollywood raves and Democrats obstruct and establishment Republicans cower, the news media is imploding. Rush Limbaugh is trying to, he's been trying to explain this because media did not create the Trump phenomenon and therefore they cannot destroy it. To Trump's loyal base of voters, they are simply the dishonest media. So all the Trump bashing all the time, and yet, depending on the poll, the president's approval holds steady at about 50%. And considering what we know now about polls, considering how bad they got it wrong, who's paying attention to them? When somebody publishes a poll, do you care? Do you even look at it? Do you even look up? I doubt it. Through it all, those of us that love America, I am enjoying the spectacle of Democrats making fools of themselves and this biased leftist media imploding all over our television screens and newspapers. It can't possibly get any better than this. Now, as we go forward, the media is no longer. Most of you probably don't, you may watch the news. When I was speaking at this event, I asked for a show of hands of how many people actually watched the news, and I think about 5% of the people raised their hands. And yet, they are informed. Yet, they are educating themselves, and they're doing it because there is so many alternative ways to go get news, go get information, and they're doing it now. So, America has matured when it comes to both their seeking information and their ways of finding it and their ways of interpreting it. Gone is the face value that legacy media used to have. It has now gone the way of the fake stream. They're very much looked up. I mean, CNN is completely without any credibility, and some of these others are getting out there too, losing credibility. And as time goes on, it will continue on. And Trump is probably locked in for 2020 with each and every passing day. If Trump only gets 10 of his major things done, and I say just name any 10. He's already gotten a few of them done. If he gets 10 of them done, he's the most successful president in modern history. So we have that to look forward to. So it is a good day to be an American if you love America. If you don't love America, this is a really bad day. But when we get back, we're going to talk about disparity of force. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters,
Lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I've got to go there and order some ammunition because something came from these guys today.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Yeah, today the Nighthawk Custom Falcon came in, and I am completely blown away by this weapon. I have never felt or handled anything that feels this precise or this well-engineered, and I mean, I've held some very, very nice firearms in my time. You'll be seeing more about this and hearing more about this because we're about to start putting this through the ringer. The Nighthawk Custom Falcon, 45 ACP, single stack. Really a nice, nice firearm. Disparity of force. Disparity of force is something that everybody should be familiar with. It is an aspect of legal self-defense, so you need to be concerned about this. Because disparity of force is a trigger, if you will. The concept has a number of ramifications that you need to be aware about. Because with all the fun hardware stuff, such as the pistols and the gun holsters and everything, is actually a small, that's a small part of defending yourself. You will be called upon to justify your actions after the fact. This is why second call defense is somebody you should be a member of. But along with this, you will have to be armed with some facts. You're going to make a statement to the police. That may go to a prosecuting attorney, which may go to a grand jury, or to a criminal and or civil trial, or all of the above, which you would be covered with second call defense. Because assault is, after all, a crime. Shooting or killing someone is a crime. The only instance in which it's not a crime is if you act under the conditions that the law, written laws and case law, set out for doing so legally. Knowing how to shoot is as important as knowing when to shoot. So disparity of force has to do with the relative amount of force that is employed by one or more persons in an altercation. That's one definition. One of the more specific aspects is whether an armed person can shoot an unarmed person or someone that could reasonably be assumed to be unarmed. Unarmed, depending on who you're talking to, unarmed is a open term. For some people, if they don't have a gun, that means they are unarmed. Now, if they have an axe handle and it's all about the gun, they still think that they are unarmed. So it really becomes a matter of who you're talking to. Now, a simple shove is less than a gunshot. A punch or a kick is less than a blow from a baseball bat or a knife wound. For a defensive action to be justified, it has to be a reasonable amount of force. But then again, all of that becomes relative. And I'll get to that in just a second. But in other words, you can't just shoot somebody for lightly pushing you. But what if they were trying to punch you? Because a blow with a fist can be deadly. History is littered with the examples of boxers killed in the ring. And people die all the time from being punched in the face and, you know, landing or, you know, the shock to their brain. So what's rather common in fist fights is for one person to be knocked out and to suffer a fatal brain injury when they hit the pavement. Recently, the New York Daily News reported the death of an elderly woman in the Bronx from just such an injury. Her assailant was angered at the price of beer in a bodega. In October 2016, he walked out and cold-cocked the first person he saw, 69-year-old Eve Gentillen. Gentillen fell to the pavement, suffered head trauma, and had been fighting for life in the hospital since the incident. The perpetrator is likely to face murder charges because he killed her. For legal self-defense, force must be applied in equal proportion to the force in opposition. So, in other words, if two people of equal size, strength, age, health, and so on engage in a fist fight, one of them doesn't necessarily have legal justification to pull a gun to win the engagement. However, that is never the way it is. That is never the way it is. There's never going to be an equal hand-to-hand skill level, all this other stuff. There's never going to be one of those because predators don't have the Marquis of Queensbury rules. So if you're 5'4 and you weigh 130 pounds soaking wet and the person trying to assault you is 6'3 and weighs in at 250 trim pounds, this is a serious disparity of force. Multiple assailants. That is a serious disparity of force. Serious or even fatal injury can occur in a fistfight involving two people, but what if two or three people are ganging up on one person? Once somebody goes to the ground and the kicks start coming in, it doesn't take much for something to cause a deadly brain injury. So it wouldn't take much to argue that three people posed you a lethal threat, as did two, but one might not. In my case, anybody, just anybody that can fight, is giving me disparity of force because of this little divot I've got in my chest now. So it all becomes relative. It all really becomes relative. Unarmed does not mean defenseless or harmless. It never means defenseless or harmless. If you get out there and you are facing three individuals and you stop two and the other one runs away, you are no longer in a disparity of force situation. Third one gets to go. You got to let him go. The outcome of a defensive shooting on paper and the outcome in real life are two entirely different things. On paper, a small person shooting someone that clearly outmatches them in a physical altercation should be relatively easy to justify, but in real life that might not be the case. Beside you recounted one about 2013, West Virginia. Man of average stature who was attacked by a man who was nearly a foot taller and significantly outweighed him, most of it muscle, the larger man, began beating the smaller man in front of his house. The smaller of the two pulled out a handgun, for which he had a permit, and emptied his magazine into his attacker, who staggered into the yard adjacent and collapsed and expired. Within 12 minutes of arriving on the site, the shooter was placed under arrest. The disparity of force clearly existed, but they had to go about showing that in a court of law. Remember that, because that is the ball game. Proving it in a court of law if it comes down to it. This is why I push second call defense. But disparity of force is what you need to keep in your mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming. Where did it go? There it is. New sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Indeed. I'm probably going to do a little bit of stuff with the bootleg gun with those guys. See what we can come up with. See what kind of Frankenstein gun we can make out of that. This past weekend, and for those of you that have been following the thing with the 6-hour P320C full-length slide pistol, that is now back at Upstate Armory Group. I do not know what has happened with it. I took it back today before 1 p.m. I don't know if it is still there or not. I don't know if it has sold or not. If you're looking to have a crack at that, it was there. But it got taken back. We videoed that this past weekend. We also, and this is where I really had to hand over something. And I never realized how just far away from this that I've gotten. We started putting together the primary weapon systems rifle and pairing that with the Lucid L7 1-6 Optic. Thankfully, I know Deputy J.T. Albrecht, who is a SWAT. He's a certified sniper with a SWAT here locally in the upstate of South Carolina. And I was able to give him over the rifle and let him do the zeroing because, one, I'm really just not that good. Two, it was a slow, deliberate process. I have never seen somebody that methodical work through it. I know how he is with a handgun. He's good. I know how he is with an AR. He's good. A sniper, he's scary. I'm glad he and I are buddies. Because otherwise, it's not that I think that he would. I'm glad he's in law enforcement. I'll put it that way. It was, for those of you who have been thinking about switching from the red dot to something telescopic, I don't know about the rest of the one to somethings, okay? And everybody has one of these. But I do know about the Lucid L7 now. The Lucid L7, the thing about a red dot that a lot of people like is the field of vision. And the way that thing is set up, it looks like you're looking through a red dot when you're looking at it. It has I don't really know what color it is, but I'm told it has a blue reticle because it is powered. It is illuminated. And in the one magnification, it is a true one magnification, so it's just like a red dot. But you can jack it up to a six power or six magnification. And I'm really stumbling through this because I don't really know all the terminology to this. What I can tell you is that is not a bad way to go. That is really not a bad way to go. And when you look at the way some of these guys set up with their red dots, I mean, aim point, EOTech, maybe not so much Trigicon because most of them are already four power. But you look at these guys that have red dots, and all of them have magnifiers. So by the time you take the magnifier and you mount the magnifier on the back of the gun, and you mount the red dot on the in front of the magnifier and everything, you basically have something as long as this 1-6. And with the red dot, with a magnifier, when you're flipping that way with the cantilever mount to get it out of the way, that sort of throws off your balance because all of a sudden that magnifier is going to the right. And if you're running along or anything in the middle of look, I've never used one. I don't know how valid what I'm about to say is. But it seems like if you're running along and you've got an appendage coming out of your rifle to the right, and it's a piece of glass and everything, that might lend itself to getting a little broke. So the video is going to be coming out on the Lucid L7. We did a little bit of shooting without being in the prone position. Not a lot of shooting is going to be in the video because it is a painstaking thing to get these things zeroed right, especially when you have a specialist like JT that's doing it. And that's cool, and that's deliberate, and I understand all of that and everything. But for a running gun, for a run-and-gun rifle, this works. This simply works. And it doesn't weigh as much as I thought it was going to weigh. So be on the lookout for that one. Something else that I tried today that I'm very interested in, and I'm going to have a review of this, is I found some concealed carry pants. The name of the company is Containment Cargo LLC, I believe it is. And what they've done is they've taken the right pocket, which is normally your front pocket, they've made the opening wider, and they have integrated a drop-in holster into it, which is a reinforced cloth compartment. It's deeper than a regular pocket. It is shaped and contoured to where when you drop you literally just drop your gun into your pocket at the top of the pocket, and it will fall into this groove where it's just held in place. And it can't be seen. It conceals. And it's not on your belt. And if you're like, if you're getting to be my age and you have like things like piriformis and lower back issues and everything, this is a way to carry a gun, concealed, not off body. Now, you don't want to stick like your keys in the pocket with you. Leave everything out of the pocket except the gun. But you have a way now to carry a gun, and it's about the same height as if you were wearing a thigh holster out in public. That's a very interesting little... I'll be doing something about those as well, but that's just... And then, of course, we had the Nighthawk custom gun that came in today, which... That's refinement that you can feel. I'm of two minds. I don't have to keep this, but I think I'm going to. If it shoots as good as I think it's going to, and I know a lot of people I respect that have these, I'm probably going to end up having to keep it. Which means I'll just get to review it over and over again. 1,000 rounds, 2,000 rounds, you know, all that other stuff. First, I have to go to Ammunition Depot and get some more rattlesnake ammunition to get ready to run this gun. But all in due time. But that's what's been going on for the last few days. Running and gunning and testing pants and picking up high-speed pistols. And this has been a good 3 or 4 days for me. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. When we get back, we're going to take a look at this Fourth Circuit opinion. There's a lot of people coming out about this ruling, and we're going to start looking at the reasons why it is wrong. We already know most of them, but there's a lot of reasons to go against it. There's a lot of reasons to overturn this decision, and it's going to have to be overturned at some point, even if it has to be done by the U.S. Supreme Court, which Gorsuch is on deck. Thank goodness for Trump's win. All of that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to make a couple of comparisons here as we go into this because it's very sharp when you start to consider some of these things. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals that ruled that Maryland's assault weapon ban is constitutional, that ruling was and is a win for the gun control advocates who are seeking to keep those restrictions in force. It also places, unless this is taken up and overturned, it also means that other states could try to do this, and there's now a legal precedent in place, right? Case law, as they call it. Judge Robert King wrote for the court majority opinion, put simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protections to weapons of war, which tells me that Judge Robert King has never been issued a weapon in war. Judge William Traxler blasted the ruling in a dissent for a law-abiding citizen who, for whatever reason, chooses to protect his home with a semi-automatic rifle instead of a semi-automatic handgun. Maryland's law clearly imposes a significant burden on the exercise of the right to arm oneself at home, and it should at least be subject to strict scrutiny review before it is allowed to stand, which they never want it. Strict scrutiny means all gun control goes away. That is not something they allow for. Now, the NRA was flabbergasted, don't know why, that the court upheld bans and restrictions on the AR-15, which is the most popular rifle in the nation, between 5 and 10 million in circulation, according to the NRA. I think that's actually sort of low. I think it's probably around 15. Maryland bans 45 types of weapons and restricts magazines to just a 10-round capacity. The law was enacted after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in 2012. The original purpose of the Second Amendment was to allow private citizens to own weapons for militia use. By definition, those weapons are weapons of war. Those are the weapons that our founding fathers wanted to protect Americans' right to own. It used to be mandatory for Americans to own firearms for use in war. The Militia Act of 1792 required all American men between 18 to 45 to own a musket, and the various accessories to make it function. And the musket was the AR-15 of the day. Then the question becomes, what is a weapon of war? There are a lot of semi-automatic, like the, you know, the Ruger Mini 14. People keep coming back to that. It looks like a rifle with a box magazine. Just regular old 22 rifle, as a matter of fact. It's about that size. They don't look as scary as an AR-15, but they also fire every time you squeeze the trigger. And they fire the same caliber. There are millions of handguns and bolt-action rifles in circulation that have been used in military forces all over the world. Handguns in particular, every handgun out there today is in a military configuration. So, all of these things that are out there, here's a 1911, okay? This gun, for nearly, you know, from 1911 to... I'm just sort of guessing. Whenever it was put into service to 1985, this was the standard sidearm issued in the United States military. And it was configured essentially the way this one is. Frame-mounted safety, semi-automatic, box-fed magazine, single action only. Why isn't this considered a weapon of war? So the court's logic here is the same as putting a spoiler on a Kia Optima and calling it a sports car. It simply doesn't pass muster. They've ignored the very intent of the Constitution in their case, in this case, and their decision should be overturned on that basis. For a lot of people on the gun-grabbing side, the Second Amendment has an asterisk. Barry Bonds is considered the all-time home run king, but he has an asterisk beside his name because it was found out he was using steroids, where Hank Aaron never used steroids. That asterisk indicates, okay, well, we see that it's there, but we regard this in a special light. One of the things that came out with Heller that is a direct contravention to what the Fourth Circuit has done was that Heller said that weapons that are in common use cannot be banned. Now, on the grounds of that, on the heels of that, the NRA came up against the city of Chicago because they had weapons that were banned too. And that became the McDonald case, the 76-year-old Army veteran who lived in a high-crime area. He asserted the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution he fought to protect gives him the right to bear arms to protect himself and his wife. And that extended it out further. But the weapons of common use, this three-panel preliminary hearing from the Fourth Circuit went up and in direct contravention to the Heller decision, which most of the time, when you think like things about things like Roe versus Wade, that's considered to be settled law. Except, no, it must have been in bank because it was 10-4. Okay. So Maryland thinks they've changed everything. So we'll see. Before you gun control zealots shout aha, remember that part. Because Heller also established that the right to bear arms was an individual right and not a privilege granted by the state. And our founding fathers made it very clear that they considered a militia to consist of and what the purpose for bearing arms for self-defense against thugs and tyrants was about, and it was not about to hunt deer. When Paul Revere rode, it wasn't to alert the hunters that deer season was now open. It was to tell a bunch of free guys to grab their guns and come on if you want to stay free. Which brings us to why we have a Second Amendment. It's not to protect the right of states to have their own militia. George Mason, called the father of the Bill of Rights, said, "What is the militia? It is the whole people. To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them." Madison, called the father of the Constitution, said of tyrants, "They were afraid to trust the people with arms and lauded the advantage of being armed, which Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, which is still, in fact, the case today in most, in, I mean, what, 85% of the world? The historical reality of the Second Amendment's protection of the right to keep and bear arms is not that it protects the right to shoot deer. It protects the right to shoot tyrants. And it protects the right to shoot at them effectively. Thus, with the same instruments that they would use upon us. Second Amendment was written to protect the other nine. And it was an acknowledgement of the threat from tyrants and other domestic enemies, such as the criminals and the crazies that would otherwise roam unchallenged among us. Now we call them Democrats. And they are allowed to roam among us, but we only have to listen to them now. Unfortunate. So the wisdom of Jefferson escapes the Fourth Circuit, but that's all right. We know what it was there. The Fourth Amendment, the Fourth Circuit can try to rewrite it if they want to try. But it's not going to work. It's not going to stand. I think we knew this when they wrote it. It's a lot of good press for a lot of good reasons, but at the same time, I would imagine that there's a lot of things happening in the background right now that are going to hasten the change to that. Coming up next, Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. We're going to probably talk about this as well as some other things. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.